Good morning, thank you, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. For those of us that are visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment, fill out the tab that's in your church bulletin. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. When the offering plate does come by, we do ask that the tab is the only thing that you do put in the offering plate, as this service is our gift to you. Pastor and Mrs. Otero are still in Mexico enjoying time with family, so we'll be hearing once again from our brother and our associate pastor, Greg Tomlinson. Along with our visitors, we also would like to welcome back our college kids who are home for the holidays. It's very good to see you guys again, and it's our prayer that you do enjoy your time with family as well. We have very great opportunities for each of you to study the scriptures here at Bethel Baptist Church, whether it be the Sunday school hour, the Sunday afternoon Bible study hour, the Sunday evening service, or the Wednesday prayer service. Every gathering is focused on the person and the work of God in Christ. Please don't miss out on these opportunities to grow in the wisdom and knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord, Savior, and God. This afternoon at the 3:30 Bible study class, Searching for Scriptures, we will be open for a question and answer session. This evening at the 5 o'clock hour, we will have the Bethel Christmas Cantata titled Joyful and Triumphant, brought to you by our choir. At the Wednesday evening service, we'll continue reading all the way through the Bible as we look at chapters 15 and 16 of 2 Kings. Please check your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert for other activities this coming week and next Sunday. The scripture reading for this month, which is printed in your bulletin, is from Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. As we get ready to listen to the word of God from Brother Tomlinson, let's go ahead and prepare our hearts in song. So let's go ahead and open up our hymnals to number 93, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born. Child is this?
Child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, who danger
ahead and please stand and turn your hymnals to number 83, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we have come because you have called us. We have gathered together because we are your children. We love you and we desire to know Jesus Christ. We desire to know you and desire to enter into your presence for all eternity. And so, Father, we gather and we come that we may hear the testimony of your grace, that we may understand the work of the Word of God in our lives, that we may learn to live by your precepts. And Father, we know that you are the great healer of our souls. You are the great healer of these bodies, for you created them. And I do lift up to you our brother Tom and pray, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, for your power to touch him, to heal him, to strengthen him, and to help him, Lord, to continue on in your grace and to dwell with you forever and ever. And Father, we pray that you be with our pastor as he and his family are enjoying the company of one another, that they are resting and getting encouraged by your word and by your presence as they are in Mexico, seeking to just recover and to be strengthened again to minister unto your people here. And Father, we pray for your divine spirit to guide and to direct our lives in you that we may learn to live for you. And Father, we do praise you for the missionaries that you have given to us throughout this world. We pray for your blessing upon Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain. Pray for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Dante and Maruja Rabinas in Iquitos, Peru, Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And for those that are local, Lord, we pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy, where women who are in urgent need of care for a pregnancy, that, Lord, they would go and know that this child is precious in your eyes. We lift up to you the Christian Athletic Association in San Jose and Daniel and Miriam Lacey of the Roadway Race Ministries as well, and Fred and Carol Lewis and the U.S. Center for World Missions in Pasadena. Lord, I pray for your Spirit to descend upon these missionaries sent from us, sent by you, to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to dwell in holiness and in righteousness, and to proclaim the word of God in might and in power, that many lives and many hearts would be turned to you, that your name would be praised, your name glorified. Pray for your Spirit to descend upon us, to guide us into the understanding of your word and the testimony of your grace. We do thank you, Father, that you provide within the hearts of your people a desire to continue this ministry and moving forward. So we pray for this offering, pray for those that give to this ministry, that they would receive blessing and encouragement by the word of God and the testimony of Christ. We praise you, for you and you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Please take your Bibles now. Turn to the letter of Paul to the Galatians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1268. We'll be reading Galatians chapter 3, verses 21 through 27. Please stand now for the reading of God's word. Galatians chapter 3, verses 21 through 27. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given to us. Thank you for this great gospel that has the power to save. We thank you for giving us the privilege to participate in many different ways in the proclamation of the gospel of salvation. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed each and every one of us with the gifts visible and invisible, great and small, as members of the body of Christ, so that we can be obedient to the work to which you have called us to do, knowing our labor is not in vain. Lord, we pray that you be with us and that you work in our hearts as we learn from your word. We pray now for your servant, our brother and teacher, Greg Tomlinson. Bless him as he comes to deliver the message from your word. Bless us here and on the radio and the internet, as well as the CD ministry, that we may consider and put into practice those truths which you have, that you would have us to learn, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.